Hey guys, tonight we're going to talk about Godzilla X Kong and the taking over the box office. And we want to talk a little bit about it because we saw it. Well, I saw it. Ghostbusters and other things that came up on this week on Talking Through the Medias. And we're going to react to some videos and give you our thoughts on it. We're going to have a little bit of fun. You know, I'm already buzzing. I'm ready to have a good time. So sit back, relax. Send your questions in. We got a lot of new things to show you guys. So let us know what your thoughts. Fill up those comment section. And I want to see you guys out there as we do the show. So let's just get right into it, guys. Let's go. T3 Media. Hey guys, welcome to Talking Through the Media. It's your home for reactions and reviews by fans for fans. I'm your host, Chris Fagan, and joining me on a Thursday before we even had dinner, man, I'm starving, is my wife, the lovely Joy Fagan. Hey, babe.
No.
Do I have to adjust your camera? Look at that. I mean, it went, look at this. Watch this, guy. Look at this, guys. Look at me all up in your face like a stalker. And I go to her full screen camera. Bam.
Hey, my name is Joy. I love you so much.
Do I need to adjust that? Is that? Look at that.
I look tiny.
You are very tiny. I'm a tiny, tiny. Anyway. All right, guys. Well, like I said, we got some things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about some new things that are out in the news. We're going to talk about some movies. We're going to react to some things online. And I want you guys to share your thoughts in the comment section. There's some new things that I have in place. So, like, if you want to support the channel, if you want to send us any, like, super chats or donations, I set the super chats up for if you send us anything. I set the super chats up on YouTube for the robot to read your super chat. So don't just, if you want to support the channel and send a super chat, don't just send the super chat. Send something with a comment. Comment on whatever you want to talk about, whether it's something we're talking about now or anything you want to say, because the robot's going to read it. There is no limit. There is no limit on what you can send. $1 super chat, the robot's going to read it. It can be a 50 cent. I don't care if it's 50 cents. Send 1 cent. I don't care. The robot's going to read it. There is no limit to what you can send. So while we're talking about today's topic, send your thoughts on it. Also, the more you comment, the more, while you're watching us live on YouTube, the longer you stay, and if you're engaging in the comment section, there's a point system that I set up. So yeah, there's a reward, and for the future, I'm testing it out today, but in the future, I'm going to start giving away prizes for those that the system tells me who's been engaging, who's sending us comments and all those other things like that. Anyway, so hit us up in the comment section and let us know what you guys think at all time. I want to make sure that it's working. Hold on 1 second. Let me test something out. Is it working? Yeah, there we go. Like, we got a comment from Craig, the tech guy. What's up, Craig? Saw the movie and thought it's a Saturday afternoon popcorn flick, talking about Godzilla X Kong. I'm going to get into that a little bit more later on, but let's get into it all right now. We got some topics we're going to talk about. First, we're going to talk about the headlines. And while we talk about the headlines, there's something new that I'm testing out right now. Sometimes these headlines and these blog posts get too long, so I'm incorporating TLDR feature on this channel. Too long, did not read. I'm incorporating that from now on. So let's get into the first topic of the day. So babe, what is the first topic of the week?
Good Times cartoon reboot.
And so I saw that the Netflix has a Good Times animated, I think it's a continuation. I thought it was an animated of the TV show. Mm-hmm. You know, JJ, you know, Michael James, damn, a flow, named a woman named after a damn state. I think it's set in today's time. I think this is like the children or the grandchildren of the original cat. Maybe this is JJ's kids. I don't know. But I think it's a continuation of it. And I saw the trailer today. I'm going to share my thoughts on it. So, guys, if you've seen it, if you have any opinion on it, tell me what you guys think about it. But I don't have time to get into the whole thing that was posted, I believe it was on Deadline. So what was the too long didn't read situation of that story?
Netflix announced that they will be bringing back the show Good Times as a cartoon. The show will premiere on Netflix soon, and they have released a trailer to give us a sneak peek of what to expect. Fans of the show can look forward to seeing new adventures with their favorite characters in animated form.
Yep. So I'm not going to be happy unless every other situation has Flo coming into my damn, and breaking something. Because that was the most epic. Besides Penny, I think almost falling. It was that kid that almost fell into the elevator shaft, and Penny getting burnt by the iron was the most epic moments of Good Times. But I saw this trailer, and I gotta say that it looks like they're trying to be like what the Boondocks was, where it can be over the top, it can be very I don't know what the word is, it can be over the top, it can be hood, it can be, but the messages that are, that like the way South Park does it, they can be very outrageous, but the message that they present is always on point. Boondocks was real good at that, and I feel like they're gonna try to be like that, but I didn't get that from the trailer. It felt more Bay Bay's Kids than Boondocks, if that makes sense. So I didn't like the Proud Family. Said it again.
Anything like the Proud Family? I didn't watch.
No, it's.
I mean,
it's,
I've seen parts of the Proud Family because it was, what was that, Disney?
Now, if it was Proud Family ish, I would be all right. But the trailer indicates Bay Bay's Kids. Mm-hmm. I ain't getting any Proud Family from this. It just, it don't. I don't know. It feels like. I mean, you got a. You had Good Times and the Jeffersons that happened around the same time, and you would think. I understand that. I mean, if your mom and dad were hood, you like most likely would be hood too. So the children and the grandchildren would probably still be in the those same projects. And from what I understand, it's maybe the neighborhood is suffering from situations like gentrification. I think that's like the last building that hasn't been condemned or something like that. Maybe that's what's happening. But I mean, I grew up in a hood. But I mean, most people, especially. By the time you get most people, I mean you grow up in the same situation, but other people, I mean, I don't know. What I was about to say, when it wasn't going to make sense, because like I said, most people, you know, you grow up in the same situations that your parents were in, but it seems like the way they were delivering it seemed like I don't know. It felt like I was watching like after two generations after Good Times, it's like you're still. Because we've already gotten that, we got that, you know, the struggle and everything that was happening. Now, if this would have been a situation where some of the kids are like, they've moved past the hood and but they still come back or something like that, they don't want to lose touch but I didn't get that. Or maybe that will be the message when the cartoon comes out, but I didn't get that from the trailer. From the trailer, it was like this generation is even worse off than JJ and them. And maybe that's the situation. I know that's probably true for a lot of people. You're in the same boat that your parents were in or your grandparents were in. But it wasn't anything. What did the kids say? It's giving one season, if that makes sense. That's all I'm feeling. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Wanda Sykes is producing this, and I think she's one of the voices in it. I mean, good for her, but... I don't, unless I'm totally wrong and the trailer was misleading, maybe this is one of those situations where it's a cartoon where it's going to deliver powerful messages, but you know, in a cocoon of, you know, outrageous comedy, and but still give like the Boondocks did and like how South Park can do. But from the trailer, I'm like, I don't know. I don't feel like I'm just going to get that. I feel like it's just going to be a show that's going to make me go. I mean, I understand maybe it's produced by black people, but I'm like, we ain't. I know some of. I mean, we ain't all. Why do we all have to have this image? There's a baby. There's the baby in there is, you know, like selling dope and being straight up. I'm like, there was nothing in there that I was like that I relate to anymore. I can relate to it, but there was nothing in there that I was like, I don't want to show my kids this. That's what I felt when I saw it. That's just me. But I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. I mean, if you saw the Good Times. I'm like, ain't we lucky we got them? Kind of, you know, if we saw it, then maybe you thought, maybe you saw something different from what I saw, but I saw something like, oh, I just don't feel it. If you have anything else to say, add to it, let me know what you guys think. And like I always say, let's keep talking. All right. What was the next topic of the week, babe?
Let's see. Netflix has cast 5 actors, including Jack Bannon, Jesse T, Usher, and Daniela Nieves, in a new medical drama series called Pulse. The show will follow the lives of doctors and nurses working in a busy hospital, dealing with personal and professional challenges.
I totally messed
as
up.
As is all of the other hospital.
Yeah, I totally messed up that lower third. I was for something else, but I put men are attacking women in New York City. That's a different story. But I totally messed up that lower third. But my bad about that. But yeah, there's a new medical show for you to be obsessed with, babe. And the reason why I picked this as a topic, because, you know, you're in the medical field and stuff. What do you think about this, a new medical show that's coming to, you know, to Netflix? What do you think?
It really just depends on...
What is your standards for medical shows?
I mean, obviously we need some excitement. And there's going to be, they all have to have people screwing in closets and.
What if it's rated R? I mean, it is Netflix.
Whatever. Which I'm like, you know, I've been a nurse for 20 something years. I guess I didn't.
How much sex have you had in the broom closet of the hospital?
Zero.
Okay. I'm just testing you.
I'm like, where is this happening at?
You want to know, huh?
but most of the medical shows out don't include any perspective, with the exception that you see a nurse, mm-hmm. and they may be a side character where someone says, hey, nurse. Mm-hmm. The show doesn't really have anything to do with the nurses. Most of the shows out currently are mostly revolving around the doctors.
Right.
Like ER that I've been rewatching, that revolved around doctors and nurses. They were both main characters. You had nurses that were all characters, main characters and doctors. So
is that A-Train? Isn't that?
Yeah. So that could be something new and fresh if they do it right.
Yeah.
Problem is, I mean, I don't know about doctors because I'm not one, but nurses are, we don't like to be portrayed poorly. And frequently, there was a show on a few years ago that was just called Nurses.
I think I heard about
that. And
it
only lasted like a season, maybe two.
Because
most nurses watched it and went, that's not us.
That's not what happened.
What the heck is this about? Like, this is not what's going on. So.
I guess I gotta check out a trailer. What if, like, because it's Netflix, with it being a streaming service, there's never been like a rated R, rated for a mature. Has there ever been like a mature, besides the midwives, besides something like that, like from BBC or anything like that? Has there ever been a rated M for mature, like ER type of Grey's Anatomy like show?
You mean on a
a sitcom like for nurses, but rated M? Has there ever been one?
I don't know
what the rating for this is, but would you be interested in that? Because then you could see more graphic things like what they do medically, more
for nurses particularly. If you're gonna have them being involved as characters,
yeah.
They want to see us portrayed a little, I don't mean accurately medical wise, as in, yes, we're all very well versed in that when we watch these shows, we know that they do stuff that we're like, that doesn't happen. That's not what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Nurses get portrayed in any of these TV shows as just being the doctors are there 24/7 and the doctors are starting IVs and the doctors are walking patients and the doctors are doing this. And we're like, That does not happen.
Yeah.
Doctors come in, see a patient for 2 seconds, and leave.
And charge you $30,000.
It's the nurses that are doing everything, And they're the ones responsible for saying, my patient needs you to come now.
Yeah.
They rely on us. And we don't ever get to see that being portrayed at very accurately. Yeah. We're just always the side.
The side piece.
Oh, yeah. Tony says, Nurse Jackie. Yes, that was mature.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That is, yeah.
Was that HBO?
I think it was. Showtime. I think it was Showtime. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
And I did like Nurse Jackie.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So, mate, I'm wondering. Yeah, good call. Good call, Tony. I'm wondering if Nurse Jackie will be like on the vein of Nurse Jackie. Will it be a mature? Because it's Netflix. Mm-hmm. And I like Nurse Jackie, too. So, yeah. I hope maybe it's. Or maybe it'll be like a cookie cutter of ER, Grey's Anatomy. Because we know that those things can be syndicated and can. If it's done well and it's well received, it can be put on network TV. That might be. I gotta watch the trailer, but the premise of it is like every other medical show. So I gotta look into it. I gotta see what else. But guys, let us know what you guys. Good call there, Tony. Yeah, I forgot about Nurse Jackie. And what's that doctor? That one doctor that we were talking about her the other day. That one that I didn't like, the blonde. And now I love watching her and everything that she's coming out with. The woman that was in the Hunt, I forgot her name, but I couldn't stand her in Nurse Jackie. But now I'm looking forward to everything I see her in leading out of it. But I don't know. But let us know what you guys think about this upcoming TV show on Netflix. It's coming to Netflix called it's called what?
Pulse.
I don't like that name. That doesn't give you an idea of what the show is about.
The Pulse.
I understand. I get it in medical terms, but it just doesn't.
The heartbeat.
Like you hit you me, kind of can tell. That could be about a serial killer. What if it is about a serial killer? But it says Ghostbusters versus Godzilla could be a close box office mashup. It could be, but it's not. I mean, because Ghostbusters I think came out last week, and this week we got Godzilla coming out. I saw a screening of Godzilla. I saw Godzilla on what was that Tuesday? Tuesday I took the kids and we went to go see it. If it was, I'll just say it like this. Look, it was everything that I loved about Godzilla versus Kong, and they amped it up. I think I heard that the YouTuber's name is E-Man. He said that this was like if WWE and Kevin Nolan produced a movie together. And that's a perfect way to put it. At one point, I was like, oh my God. God, they just did a suplex. Somebody just did a suplex. There was wrestling moves. There were situations where if you're like a wrestling fan or a fanatic, you're like, I was wondering, like, is Godzilla really going to like reach out and tag Kong or something like that? It was just like that. It was literally one of those movies where... You know how people say you can turn your brain off and just go in there and just have fun. Just like Ghostbusters, when we saw Ghostbusters. It was that much fun. And I was hoping that it wouldn't be a situation where I'll be rolling my eyes with the dialogue and things like that. There were cheesy moments and things like that, but none of that took rolling my eyes with the dialogue and things like that. There were cheesy moments and things like that, but none of that took me out of the movie. It was exactly what I feel like it was like it needed to be. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of heart in this movie. Are we down?
It always does this.
I don't know if that's okay. So we're fine. But it was a lot of heart in that movie. So I recommend. I had a lot of fun. I liked the whole tag team. It felt like the Usos versus, if you are a WWE fan, the Usos. Versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, kind of for the undisputed tag team championship belts. You had almost a mirror match. You had a Kong like villain and a Godzilla like villain tag team to fight against Kong and Godzilla. So it was like a mirror match kind of a thing. Introducing more monsters. I was never bored at any moment, and the campiness of it and the cheesiness of it worked. It was fine. I had a lot of fun. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it again. I'm hearing that the reviews the predictions that it's going to be like a 50 million higher. I'm hoping that it does that the I'm hoping that it's so well received that it the trajectory of this franchise keeps going upward. I wanted to do better than the last one because I was like, do we need more from this? Where can you go? And now I'm like, I'm daring them to do more. Like there was probably nowhere to go from the last movie to this one, but they did it. And now I'm daring them to do it. Like I dare you to come up with some other crazy ass villain or plot or premise to move this along. Now that it feels like we have a more of a, I don't know, the robot will read it out automatically. So go to YouTube. If you're not watching on YouTube, go to YouTube and you can do that. All right, let's move on to, speaking of Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire? We went and we saw it. Do I not have a graphic of it? Oh no, I don't. So we went and we saw Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. And overall, I'm gonna let you speak first because I have something to fix on it. We saw it together. We had a date night last night. What was your overall thoughts on it? It's been out for a week. This is week two. What was your thoughts on Ghostbusters and where the Ghostbusters is at right now?
I loved it. I thought it was a good time. I enjoyed it, and I'd watch it again.
Those are all the types of movies everybody was back. The one thing I was worried about it when we were watching it was from the trailer. I was like, okay, it gave me the impression that we were going to see, I know it was going to be a nostalgia movie again, or we're going to do callbacks to a bunch of things like the song, you know, Busta Makes Me Feel Good, the way what's his name said, and things like that. And that was heavily in the movie. But I was afraid that we were just going to fight the same ghosts over and over again. Like, oh, the containment unit is broken, and now these ghosts are coming back. I'm like, are we going to fight Dozer again? We going to that library again? We're seeing that librarian ghost again? I was like, oh, Stay Put Marshmallow in Frozen Empire. If you haven't seen it, I'm about to say something that had happened at the end of the movie. But in this situation, the main bad guy, they trapped him this time.
Well, because, I mean, he came from a trap anyway.
Yeah, he was already,
he had to put him back.
But so I'm curious about that's the first time that the final boss was actually contained. It's never happened before. But it made sense because it was a contained ghost from the beginning of the movie. And speaking of which, like the introduction of what's his name? The Fire Master.
Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah, like what do you think about him? Like what parts of the movies that you like the most?
Well, of course he's funny and he has great comedic timing, so yes, he was a very good addition to being the Fire Master.
And the what's his name, from the librarian? I forgot his name. I remember him from Parks
and Rec. Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, like other things like that. Anything else you want to add? Well, because I need time to.
I mean, they're both already just they're quick-witted and easy to watch, so I wasn't surprised that they were, you know, when they're on camera, that, you know, it was a bunch of laughs.
That you did not like about the movie? Or?
I mean, you know, the beginning, it jumped in a little faster.
What did I say? I thought the editing at the beginning, the original Ghostbusters, it didn't feel like they forced a joke. It was something serious was going on, and maybe a joke would be said in the moment, but it was a smooth, like, it wasn't like a da-da-da-da-da, and, you know, because it was more, because every time it happened, it was like nostalgia, for nostalgia purposes. But then in the second half of the movie, it started flowing better. It was like they were trying to capture that tone that the original movie was gave. The darkness of it and the balance between dark and the comedy. And it wasn't working for me in the first 20, 30 minutes. But then I felt like the director finally found it. And the second half of the movie worked better for me than in the first half. But I agree. I had a great time watching it. I thought the trailer was misleading. When I watched the trailer, I was like, I thought like, oh stuff, there's some high stakes here. I was like some of these kids are gonna die or something like that. But spoiler alert, no. Oh no, you're safe. It's fine. It's family friendly. But I thought that they were gonna go there. I thought people weren't gonna make it. And I was like, I felt like that was what I would have enjoyed. I mean, I don't want to see people lose work and not be, you know, come. But I was like, if some of the main cast aren't coming back, and if they're gonna like die fighting or, you know, sacrifice or something like that, I felt like the trailer kind of falsely. But then at the end of it, I was like, you know, but I'm still happy to see that nobody's.
We don't do another one. It was just funny.
Yeah. To have. It was a good time. Yeah. If we don't do another one, yeah, I hope you had fun. But it was good. I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good. Let me know what you guys think. Are you going to go? Have you seen Ghostbusters Frozen Empire? I feel Empire versus Empire. The winner is clearly Godzilla X Kong. That new. I had more fun with New Empire than I did with Frozen Empire, I think. But if you have to be into that thing, I can see if you watch both, I think you would tell me that you enjoyed Ghostbusters more than Kong. But there was some silliness in Godzilla X Kong. I don't want to tell you what happened because I kind of do want, you should see it. I would recommend you watch this new Godzilla versus Kong because there were some funny things that happened in it. That was way funnier than Godzilla versus Kong. They really introduced some stupid ass comedy that you were like, oh, Joe would have loved that. That was funny as hell. And I'll tell you after the show, but it was funny as hell. So if you like a good time, I think overall, if you saw both of them, you would have said that Ghostbusters would have float your boat more than Godzilla. But me, I think Godzilla was a little bit better. So let's see what happens at the box office. I think it's going to be pretty fun. So let us know if you've seen both movies, or if you're gonna go see them, let me know what your timeline is, what you're gonna go do, and let's keep talking. So, I mean, you're not obligated to give super chats or anything like that, but the more you engage in the chats and stuff, I have their settings set up in place where there's going to be some perks for you guys. Not necessarily, I'm not saying donate or anything like that, but the more you engage in the super chats, in the chats in general. The more, I think it's through YouTube only. And I know that some of you guys watching on Instagram, some of you guys watching on TikTok, Facebook, and things like that. But if you engage on YouTube, there's more perks for you on that. So before I go, we got to get out of here because I'm getting hungry. People just like, saying hi and bye and getting out there. God, Pierre Kelly's Godzilla versus Godzilla could be a close by. Oh, we already talked about that. But yeah. That's it, guys. I appreciate you guys for watching another episode of Talk to the Mees. We'll be back. I got engaged, and there's a little gonna be happening tonight. So that's what's going on. So congratulations to Tabitha. She just got engaged to Jess. So happy for them. I can't wait till I'm made the best man of that wedding. Joy, are you gonna be the flower girl, maid of honor? What are you gonna be? Yeah, I mean it's only natural. I mean we invited her to Comic Palooza. I mean, it's only fair that, why we got this motherfucker on the screen? It's only fair that, you know, I get to be the best man. You know, I just feel like, I don't know. Put best man in the chat if you think we should be the best man and the maid of honor of the upcoming wedding with Jess and Tabitha. Congratulations to him. Yeah, you get one day off. There's no excuse for next week. Tab. See you next week. All right, guys. That's the show. Appreciate you guys. Anything you guys want to follow up with? Like I said, this is a Shooting Star stream. Most of this will not be available on this video after today. It'll be edited down. It'll only be available to our members after the fact. But check us out on the blog. Check us out on all socials. Let us know what you guys want us to react to. Anything you come across that you want us to check out, send it to me. And let's keep talking. Until next time, guys. See you tomorrow. Peace.
Remember to like this video, become a subscriber, and share it. This really does help us out. If you would like to watch more from us from T3 Media Studio, click here or here.